sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today's Mass is the Mass of the octave of Corpus Christi with the commemoration of St. John Baptist Rossi. St. John Baptist Rossi was a devout secular priest who lived in 18th century Rome and who was most zealous for the glory of God's worship as also for the least of God's children. He had an uncle who was the canon, that is to say, a priest who was attached to a certain church and deputed to chant the divine office each day in a chapter. He was a canon of the Church of St. Mary in Cosmedin, a very beautiful church in Rome, and therefore as a priest he found his employment there, and soon drew many, many people to come to church because of his preaching and also because of his sanctity and the way that he heard confessions. When his uncle died, he succeeded to the canonry, which then carried with it a certain salary each year. And he dedicated his salary, he gave it right back to the church again, all of his salary, so that an organ could be bought and an organist hired, because the church didn't have one. That was for the beauty of God's worship. And then the house came with the job, too, and he gave his house away to the Capuchins, and he lived in somebody's attic in the most poor and simple way, and dedicated every extra hour that he was away from church to take care of the poorest of the poor, as they say. The Teamsters, when you think of here Teamsters, you think of some left-wing American union, and that's about the end of it. But a Teamster actually was somebody who would drive a team of oxen. The Teamsters used to come to Rome, and in the early morning or late at night, they'd be available to be worked on. They would come from the country to sell their oxen at market. And St. John would pass amongst them and get to know them and teach them their catechism. It's an odd thing. But Rome, with all of the priests that it had back then, had many neglected souls. He would hear many confessions, the odd hours of the night, or the very early morning. And then, of course, as we priests do, he received his Mass stipend each day, and he dedicated his Mass stipend to getting a house for prostitutes, because when they were reformed after his confession, they needed a place to go so they wouldn't fall back into temptation and sin. And he that was another thing that he did sort of on the side. He never had any money, but our Lord always provided for all of his good deeds, St. John Baptist Rossi. I thought that I would tell you a tale or two tonight in order to stir up your love and your devotion towards our Lord and the adorable sacrament of the altar. There's a miracle of the Blessed Sacrament that was worked during the time of St. Francis de Sales. And I thought of it because last night, when the final benediction was over, Father Cicada was helping me out by blowing out candles, and actually he blew out too many candles and had to have him relight some of the candles. He was very patient about that. And it's true, Father's always worried about candles causing fire. And it's true, one spark gone the wrong way put everything up in flame. And that's what happened in a certain church at Faverney in France. It was a big side chapel, all in wooden altar tabernacle. And there was exposition of the Blessed Sacrament there, and the whole thing caught up in an instant and was destroyed. But much to everyone's amazement, the sacred host and the monstrance floated in the air above the altar. The priest tried to come and to remove the host, but he was not able to put it back into the main tabernacle. And so he was scheduled to begin Mass, so he went and he began his Mass. And at the time of the consecration, the host in the side chapel came over and floated over the main altar until the communion time. And then it went back again to the side chapel that had been destroyed by fire. And this miracle was repeated on several successive Corpus Christi feasts, and St. Francis de Sales himself went up to witness it. Our Lord works miracles like that sometimes in history, so as to verify the truth of his presence, and at the same time to make us be on fire, a little bit at least, with the love of our dear Lord, that we shouldn't be so cold about things when it comes to Christ and the Holy Eucharist. Last night, Father and I went out to eat afterwards, and everything was over, And then since it was a great feast day of Corpus Christi, it was decreed, well, we could probably get some ice cream. So Father Chicada was in Cold Stone, mixing up his ice cream recipe, and I wandered over to the bookstore, as I sometimes will, as I was waiting for him, and there was a man there in the religion section. I don't know if he was doing that because he saw a priest or not, but there was a man there who was getting after a young lady about how she mustn't be a Catholic and you could only be saved by your trust in Christ, and then he was blaspheming Our Blessed Mother and the Holy Catholic Church. And I thought of this story about an impious barber in Turin in the 19th century, early 19th century, when there was a miraculous event that was honored each year in that Italian city by a beautiful outdoor procession of the Blessed Sacrament. It seems that centuries before, someone had tried to steal a ciborium from a church, and there was a consecrated host still within it. And that person had put it on the saddlebag of his horse and meant to run, to ride off, having committed sacrilege against the church and the sacred vessels. Well, he was unable to, and the horse knelt down and would not move. When the people noticed this, they came in a crowd, someone checked his saddlebags, and sure enough, the Blessed Sacrament was there. So the bishop came in a procession and reverently removed the sacred host. And every year they would have a procession to honor this fact, the city of Turin in northern Italy. But one year, there was by the 19th century, there were many Freemasons about, and there was one man who was typically anti-clerical, and he came out to look at the procession. He was shaving someone in his barber shop. And he came out to look at the procession, and he kept his hat on, and he was mocking the Blessed Sacrament as people would when they see a procession. He just thought it was all very funny. He dropped dead on the spot. Now, at that time, people were still Catholic enough to see the hand of God, and the municipal authorities ordered that his body be taken to the public main square in front of the mayor's office and exposed there for 36 hours. So that all could see the way Almighty God treats those who blaspheme his mysteries. Father Chicada told me later that if he had heard what that man was saying in the bookstore, he would have had a choice word or two for him, and I'm sure that would have been the correct approach. How important it is for us to offer our reparation to our Lord. And I note that in these two stories, and I was looking up stories this morning for the children's sermon, in these two stories, the location of each, Savernay and then Turin, one in France, one in Italy, are places where there are true traditional priests to this very day who offer the true Mass without any connection with Ratzinger and the false Church of Vatican II and all of its heresies of the Novus Ordo. Isn't that a beautiful thing? As it were, the miracle has continued down throughout the centuries in these two towns. The pure holy sacrifice of the Mass is still being offered up, as it is on our altar in this humble church in Westchester. How grateful we should be to our Lord for his presence amongst us, and how earnestly we should pray to Our Lady and the saints, always to be stirring up our own devotion so we never take for granted the great, great mystery of faith, which is ours. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.